In Bed with a Highlander by Maya Banks. Narrated by Kirsten Potter. Copyright 2011 by Maya Banks. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Ballantine Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Marin Stewart knelt on the stone floor beside her pallet and bowed her head in her evening prayer. Her hand slipped to the small wooden cross hanging from a bit of leather around her neck, and her thumb rubbed a familiar path over the now smooth surface. For several long minutes she whispered the words she'd recited since she was a child, and then she ended it as she always did. "Please, God, don't let them find me." She pushed herself from the floor, her knees scraping the uneven stones. The plain brown garb she wore signaled her place among the other novices. Though she'd been here far longer than the others, she'd never taken the vows that would complete her spiritual journey. It was never her intention. She went to the basin in the corner and poured from the pitcher of water. She smiled as she dampened her cloth, and Mother Serenity's words came floating to mind, "Cleanliness is next to godliness." She wiped her face and started to remove her gown to extend her wash when she heard a terrible crash. Startled, she dropped the cloth and whirled around to stare at her closed door. Then, galvanized to action, she ran and flung it open, racing into the hall. Around her, the other nuns also filled the hall, their dismayed murmurs rising. A loud bellow echoed down the corridor from the abbey's front entrance. A cry of pain followed the bellow, and Marin's heart froze. Mother Serenity. Marin and the rest of the sisters ran toward the sound, some lagging back while others shoved determinedly ahead. When they reached the chapel, Marin drew up short, paralyzed by the sight before her. Warriors were everywhere. There were at least 20, all dressed in battle gear, their faces unwashed, sweat drenching their hair and clothing. But no blood. They hadn't come for sanctuary or aid. The leader held Mother Serenity by the arm, and even from a distance Marin could see the abbess's face drawn in pain. "Where is she?" the man demanded in a cold voice. Marin took a step back. He was a fierce-looking man, evil. Rage coiled in his eyes like a snake waiting to strike. He shook Mother Serenity when she didn't respond, and she warbled in his grasp like a rag doll. Marin crossed herself and whispered an urgent prayer. The nuns around her gathered in a close ball and also offered their prayers.
"She is not here," Mother Serenity gasped out. "I've told you the woman you seek is not here."
"You lie," he roared.
He looked toward the group of nuns, his face flickering coldly over them.
"Marin Stewart, tell me where she is."
Marin went cold, fear rising to a boil in her stomach. How had he found her, after all this time? Her nightmare wasn't over. It was, indeed, just beginning. Her hands shook so badly that she had to hide them in the folds of her dress. Sweat gathered on her brow and her gut lurched. She swallowed, willing herself not to be sick. When no answer was forthcoming, the man smiled, and it sent a chill straight down Marin's spine. Still staring at them, he lifted Mother Serenity's arm so that it was in plain sight. Callously, he bent her index finger until Marin heard the betraying pop of bone. One of the nuns shrieked and ran forward, only to be backhanded down by one of the soldiers. The rest of the nuns gasped at the bold outrage.
"This is God's house," Mother Serenity said in a reedy voice. "You sin greatly by bringing violence onto holy ground."
"Shut up, old woman," the man snapped. "Tell me where Marin Stewart is, or I'll kill every last one of you."
Marin sucked in her breath and curled her fingers into balls at her sides. She believed him. There was too much evil, too much desperation in his eyes. He had been sent on a devil's errand, and he wouldn't be denied. He grasped